cheese is for, you know, rats. And I ain't a rat.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com and on our app. Alexis is gone today. Joining us, filling in, is our dear friend from way back when, ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Miss Shannon.
Huzzah! And happy Friday to all my friends out there in My Talk Land.
Hello. Friday. And good morning to you, Dawn.
Yeah, good morning.
And good morning to you all listening on this Friday, May 20th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the weekend. There are a lot of these, so buckle up. Welcome to Be a Millionaire Day. Welcome to Eliza Doolittle Day. Welcome to Endangered Species Day. Welcome to Flower Day. Clinical Trials Day. Red Sneakers Day. Virtual Assistance Day. NASCAR Day. Bike to Work Day. Defense Transportation Day, Pizza Party Day, Quiche Lorraine Day, Rescue Dog Day, O. Henry Day, Pick Strawberries Day, Weights and Measures Day, World Autoimmune Arthritis Day, World Bee Day, and welcome. That's B as in the creature, not the letter.
Okay.
And welcome to your very first sip of coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
This is our way of cheersing you as we begin the show. How the hell is your coffee, Shannon? You drink coffee, don't you?
I do not.
No, she's probably drinking bone broth.
You know, I'm not bone brothing today.
Okay.
Because I did not have time. It's just as equally bizarre, though. I have water with liquid chlorophyll and apple cider vinegar.
Hold on a minute. We'll cover this. Liquid chlorophyll.
You're basically a fern.
Well, I'm trying to, like, you know, like, it's not
healthy.
Exactly. So I rotate that between that and the bone broth and the other stuff that I do.
I love it.
But it's working. I feel like my skin is glowy and I can, my internal ecosystem feels appropriately cleansed with the liquid chlorophyll and everything that I'm doing. So it's fine. You know, because there's only so many things you can control in your life, right, Jay and Dawn?
Yeah.
And what I can't add in more sleep because that's not within my control. You know, I don't have that kid and I don't have that job.
Right.
So I can't sleep more. So what I can do is put in all the other things, like the liquid chlorophyll, because we don't have enough sunlight. We don't get enough this. So I just ingest them. That's it.
I have a follow-up question in just a second, but Dawn, how's your very, very normal, everyday drinking, easy-to-make, chloroform-free tea?
It is organic chai, and it's really good. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Save the bees.
Yes.
Yeah, save the bees, because it's bee day. Mm-hmm. My coffee is fine, chloroform-free.
It's not chloroform, it's chlorophyll. I'm not murdering myself slowly. Okay. I'm not slowly putting myself to sleep. It's not.
Oh, I thought you said chloroform.
No, chlorophyll.
I was like, that's what they used to, remember when we, the three of us,
the old TV shows, they would put it on a little napkin and then put you to sleep.
No, I was going to say, remember, that's how they put the frogs to sleep before you dissected them in biology.
You know, I didn't have to do that at my college. I mean, at my high school. I kept looking it like I was dreading the day that it was going to come up. And then they just, by the time I got there, they weren't doing it. So I think enough people in my neighborhood were like, we're not doing this.
Oh, my God.
We're traumatized. Like, I was preemptively traumatized and didn't have to do it. So I'm kind of glad I didn't have to do it.
Well, Dawn and I were both from poor states. We couldn't afford frogs Missouri and Indiana.
No, we had them, but they were already dead.
Pictures of frogs. Yeah,
ours were already dead. You had live frogs that you had to murder.
Yeah,
we had live frogs. God.
It's Indiana. They don't care. They didn't care. It's
the 80s
and in Indiana.
We had a frog infestation in my neighborhood once. Like where we had, because in the monsoon season in Arizona,
where the hell did you live?
Phoenix. And so
I'm just kidding.
Phoenix. I know. In the land of the plagues. The land of the plagues. But it was like one summer when we had monsoon season, then there were all these ponds and these that didn't exist before. So in neighborhoods that normally didn't have frogs, like the two frogs made like thousands of baby frogs. It was so gross.
This is our chance.
Exactly. You're like, you went out in your backyard, all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, why do I live in a swamp? It was
the apocalypse.
Yes. Because then the ponds dried up immediately because it's Phoenix. So there was no water for these. It was so gross.
Oh, no.
It was so gross.
No. Oh.
Just dry frog carcass all over the place. It was no fun.
Make a necklace.
Yeah. So you're welcome and happy Friday.
And happy
you can
Friday.
Chew on that all day, Jason.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. No just... fun.
No, no, no. I only did it once.
Yeah.
And they made you go out and back and grab the frog that you're going to dissect.
So that's not true.
That's not true. I'm kidding.
You had to go out and make it.
Oh,
no,
thank God.
No. Oh. No, but my science, my biology teacher was also my mother's biology teacher.
Wow.
Mr. Lang. And my mom had a huge crush on him. So, she was very nice to him. She was one of his favorite students, and no, nothing happened, you perverts out there. But so he kind of took care of me, and he knew that I was not cut out to be cutting into a frog. So, I was in the back. I sat in the back of the class, and he went back and he acted like he was scanning the classroom, mm-hmm. and he helped me. He kind of helped do it for me. I was
teachers.
I'm not doing this.
That's great. Yes.
He knew I wasn't
when they step in and they know this is just a process that the school makes us do, and they're like, you don't need this as a life skill.
No.
So I'm glad that they go, no, you don't have to double down and just power through it. It's like, no, just help me get through this thing and on to the next lesson that I might actually use.
All the future serial killers are like, yes, it's frog day.
Yes. Exactly. Seriously.
Exactly.
I get to hurt an animal. What?
Just get to take joy in it? No.
This is a great
this is what
day.
I do in my basement.
Right.
I'll soon be featured in an investigation discovery special that Dawn will watch. Yay.
So true. Oh my gosh.
What's that? What the hell? Shannon, she was telling me about. She comes to my house. Now this is she house sits beautifully for us. I mean, she's really the only person now that we trust in our house and to take care of the boys. And the boys really only trust her now.
Right.
And so Dawn comes over, and this wasn't this recent trip, but a couple trips ago, you know, you can't, we always forget that when we talk, it goes out over the air and people, and then people can report back. So I won't say their names, but Phil Jones and Panda reported back one time that Dawn, you know, because when I'm gone, you know, during usually this segment, I would assume Dawn would tell stories of what had happened the night before,
Yeah.
It's a daily, like Biggie farts or,
for sure, yeah.
And I've heard the stories, too, where it's like the boys go on, like, some crazy walk, and she's getting dragged like a cartoon.
Yeah, because we have Miss Shannon in when you're gone.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so I usually get to hear these firsthand.
Well, then, Shannon, you may have been here the day that Dawn, before I knew, Dawn told folks that my house was haunted. So, and I thought that was hysterical. But now I'm just blaming Dawn because she's bringing in, because first, I think these little bastards are connected to her. I think the spirits are connected to her, Shannon.
Do a thing where you tell them to stay wherever they are when you leave? Isn't that part of your little paranormal
process? You're
not listening
to her, Shannon!
I'm presuming they will. I mean, I'm not going where she's going either. So
no.
I think they pop in because it's like, all darkness, and then they see a beacon, and they're like, oh, we can talk to that person.
Right.
Dawn's
and then they
here.
Pop in. You they're know, like pop-ins.
We need to go, like, I'll help you, because, you know, I grew up with a voodoo grandma, so I know how to cleanse your house. And so
that's
I can come.
Great skill.
So I will come and help you cleanse your house.
Oh, Dawn? Oh, I was going to say, Dawn doesn't need it. I need cleansing from Dawn.
No, I'm going to cleanse your house, and I'll help you, and we'll get them all to leave.
Can I tell you, this is a compliment to my dear Dawn. Dawn is so... like Dawn cleans the whole damn house before we leave, and I don't really care. I never ask. I don't really care about that. What I need Dawn to do is cleanse the evil spirits before she leaves.
But they're not around when you're there. I know. I think that they just, you know,
they're just talking
to me.
Yeah, Shannon, they're not. So my point in bringing this whole thing up is Dawn revealed yesterday, told us yesterday about this show that she's been watching, like 8 seasons of it. And it's basically like, I'm an evil person, or whatever. What's the hell?
Evil lives here.
Evil lives here.
Evil lives here.
Yes, I watch that at Jason's and I binge it because it's like I don't have
the other part you of my turn life. The lights off and here's the thing about the show. The show's super cheesy.
Yes, that's
but it
why
does
I love
give
it.
You but here's the problem with the show. It gives your mind work parts because you're talking to all these people. You know, whenever you watch a lot of these shows, they go, "We never saw it coming." This is the antithesis of that. We are like, "Oh, you should have known that was going to happen." By the time you get to the end, I'm like, "Of course they burned up a bridge and put everybody in the lake." Like,
that's
it's like,
right. That's right. Never in their
whole life. But my point is, she's watching hours of this evil content in my home.
Oh, yeah.
She's bringing in the spirits.
She's providing fuel for the spirits that came up there anyway. They're like, "Thank you, Dawn, for like putting in this aura into this room."
Shannon,
I got you.
It's evil spirit fertilizer. Dawn, you're spreading it. You're watching all of these evil shows.
Like, no, that's I what we it. Needed.
But seriously, Dawn is right. I think your theory's right, Dawn. Because Colin and I have never experienced anything that Dawn experiences in her house. And I would, because Dawn knows I do not like the dark. I'm a little more skittish than Colin is about stuff like that. And I've never had one instance, an incident in this house. Now, and I reference this all the time, my St. Louis Park townhouse, that place was for sure haunted. That's the place where I saw the shadowy black figure that looked like the Death Eater from Harry Potter on my ceiling. And in my closet.
I truly believe all that stuff. Like, I mean, very much about, you know, you like I always go through, I have a little ritual. If things are going in a certain way in my life, I go, I'm like, I'm going to salt and put a big, like, I have certain salt that I order and I put it around the perimeter of my house and the window, all this stuff. So I believe you. And
yeah,
you can't.
I need a Morton's. I needed the Morton's Salt Girl to sit on my ledge.
Yes.
We got to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of food news. A new dessert for summer coming to the Mickey D's. What is it? Don will tell you next.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. "I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner."
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. "Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes."
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
Back to the fun. This is Jason.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour one, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Oprah.
What?
I know, Oprah. I'm Jace. Lex is gone. Shannon's here. Dawn's here. You're here. It's Friday. The weekend's here.
You did it.
Yay.
You did it. You survived. I'm barely here. Deep tease wrapped in a little bit of a complaint. Not a complaint, but a whine. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour at the very top, I saw Moulin Rouge that's playing at the Orpheum. Were their first stop, basically, on the tour. They were in Chicago, but they don't really consider that because it was a multi-week engagement. Anyway, I digress. Were their first traveling spot, really. Went there last night. Have a lot of thoughts because that movie means a lot to me. I love that movie. I've seen it 4 million times.
I would have known. Because I could have gone with you.
Because
MC hates it more than anything else.
Oh my God, I would have done. I would have loved a date night with you.
Well,
we could have made out.
I know. It's okay. I could have slept over and then just...
Yeah.
You
know. Oh,
and then
God,
you could have watched like all these scary movies together in the middle of the night. It would have been great.
We could have done each other's hair. It would have been great. But I have thoughts.
Oh,
and,
thoughts.
Yeah. So that's coming up, deep tease at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Okay, summertime, summer desserts. Like DQ released their menu a few weeks ago. DQ or McDonald's has something new?
Yes, they do. Beginning May 25th, so in 5 days, for a limited time, McDonald's will start selling a chocolatey pretzel McFlurry that mixes vanilla soft serve ice cream with chocolate covered pretzel bits topped with a caramel swirl.
Yes.
This looks fantastic.
Yes.
Now, it's a combination of salty and sweet, which I think we all love.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Ooh, and I wish they would put this in, I wish they would put all their McFlurries in a clear container, because how they present it to us in this article and all of their promotional, like, pictures of the probably not ice cream, probably mashed potatoes, right. You know?
Yeah.
Something looks like, that won't melt. Yeah.
It looks so good because you can see it, because McDonald's cups are... not clear.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it would entice people going, ooh, what's that? I want to get one of those, you know?
And no, I don't care. The picture is all I'm going to care, because I don't need to see it. It's not going to last that long.
Oh,
so, yeah. Dawn, right. Okay. I need,
I
that
like to
would
see it. Then
me.
I can go, ooh, look at those bits I'm about to get to.
But I mean, you mean you want one visual sample in the store, and
no,
as you
I want
go
mine
past
to
it?
Be. I want mine to be a clear cup,
yes,
so that I can go, oh, look at that big piece of caramel.
See,
I'm
I just
about
don't think I'm.
To.
Yeah, I don't think I never. I don't think I would think to look at the cup and behold how lovely it looked as I was consuming it. Is all I'm saying. I would just.
I would be
slurp
staring
it right
at that
up.
Cup the whole time.
I I'd would
be,
not.
Oh.
Oof. I would just go,
no,
and it'd
let's
be gone.
Be real here. I can't have this.
Well, neither can I.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do this. But it is nice for other
I
people.
Can.
We can share one. We can each get one, and just we can get one, and then each of us have just a slurp or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a slurp, and then
just a slurp
give
or
it
two.
To someone else.
Yes.
Go here, take.
We'll
this.
Get a small.
Give it to me.
We're not allowed to have it.
We'll get a small.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
It's okay. My life. It's just food, as Colleen said to me the other day.
Mm-hmm. It's just
it's just food.
But you just, are a, as food. I celebrated you yesterday, you are a dedicated Livia Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. And Shannon, are you
I got my bars right here on the counter. So that's what I'm saying. But
oh,
it also
both of you. Holy crap.
That's what I'm saying. We could have like a taste. We just don't need to eat the whole thing and like say that's our meal replacement for the day.
That, no, true. And the thing with me though is that I am like, it's like a gateway drug. Then I would eat lots of other things.
Yes.
Yeah, but mine, my particular trigger is the opposite. Like I'll think so much about it that I'll eat all these other things to try and convince myself that I don't want that.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, and so then I'll just keep, I'm like, well, I'll eat 3 times as many of these other things, and I, you know, because I should have just had 2 bites of this, gotten it out of my brain, and been done.
Yeah.
Instead of like, well, now I ate 6 things that I didn't really want because I kept thinking about that.
My Livia is hashtag hot trainer. When I think of him shaming me, that is a deterrent enough.
Shame.
Where I don't want. Yeah, I don't
Shame.
Want him. Like I don't want a Game of Thrones moment. I don't want to walk into that gym, that manly man gym, and have hot trainer shaming me.
I just changed my workout routine anyway, just because my kid outgrew me so fast, and I'm like, I don't need to be little. Little would not serve me.
Oh,
I need to be strong.
You need to be strong.
I'm strong. So
yes.
I'm like thinking back to when I used to play football. Like I've been lifting again and doing all this stuff and trying to eat a lot of protein. I'm like.
Because he's a full grown man.
Oh my gosh. And he's only 14.
He's 14, but yeah.
He is robust.
No, remember they used to call it hardy.
Yes.
He's a hardy young man.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Quite so. All of that. Like the kids that they used to talk about in the old chunky soup commercial. Where they're like you know, where you needed like the full can of soup. I have that
meat. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So
can we
I
just make him a defensive lineman and just put him out there and be like.
I don't think
just...
I think he's gonna be more like a gamer nerd. Like,
oh,
and so he can be an esports kid. I'm fine.
Well,
whatever. Just find something
me,
you
Shannon.
Like.
That shocks me.
How would he get
a child
any of that
of yours? Your oh. Shannon, I'm shocked. What are you, what is this news you're telling
he
us?
He's a professional esports child kind of thing is what he'll end up being.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm like, what do you do, you baby? Whatever. I find something that you are passionate about and go with it.
Yeah. You're nice. If I had a kid, if Colin and I had a kid and it didn't like Disney, nope, I'd give it away. Nope, someone else can have the baby. Nope, you can have.
You're like, this was defective. We got the wrong one.
Yeah. Somebody actually did ask us. We've been asked before, what would you two do? I think my mother-in-law actually did. What would you two do if Milo Matheson, which that's our, if we had a little boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wouldn't. That would actually be our son's name if we had a son. Yeah. Anyway, what would you do if Milo didn't like Disney, like Disney World? Well, Milo would go live with Uncle Leo. I mean, you know, I mean, that's easy.
Guess what? Your uncle is now your dad.
So fickle.
And Leo and Colin look alike, so I mean, you know, they
could do that switch real early.
Yes, we all have dark hair. It's just daddy. We gotta take a break. We'll be back right after this. Outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology. And it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Don. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword St. Mary's.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws. Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
From the best-selling novel, Jaws, rated PG, maybe too intense for younger children.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
As is often the case, there is a reason why I'm playing that particular classic commercial. That, first of all, is the one of the TV spots, one of the many TV spots created in 1975 for the release of Jaws, if you couldn't have figured that out by now. Couple things of note, and there's a peg for today, but of note, little pop culture fun facts. Number one, that's one of my favorite movie trailer announcers ever.
Yes.
He did movie trailers through the 80s until he passed away. I love his voice.
Jaws.
Such a great voice. And in my opinion, and you know, if you listen to the show with any ounce of regularity, you know I love a good trailer, and I know Dawn and Shannon are with me on that as well. I think it's one of the best written trailers. It's so perfect. I love that line of, it's as if God created the devil and gave him jaws. It's just so damn perfect.
Exactly.
And then my third thing of note is, it still cracks me up that Jaws was rated PG. I just, it never ceases to amaze me.
PG? Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Oh, come on. This was before PG-13 came
this
around.
This was, yeah. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was the first PG-13 movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that one, I do think that was scarier.
Yeah,
because that when they're in there and the heart scene melts. And the thing, there's lots going on in that one. So the Jaws, I can understand why they're like, yes, it's super scary, but stay away from the water. So
yes.
Maybe
Yeah. Maybe.
If you're landlocked, you're okay.
Well, and the other reason, well, or the catalyst, the peg of why I'm playing it today, this is real fun. Somebody found this out. I think somebody did a story about him. A child actor from Jaws is now a police chief on Martha's Vineyard, where the movie was shot. The dude's name is Jonathan, and he and his brother played two kids. Yes. And if you've seen the movie, they're the kids. Remember, they caused a big old stir because they had that fake fin.
Yeah.
And they were in the water with the fake fin, and they freaked everybody out. Here's a little bit of that scene.
Shark 350!
Red one, red one.
Martin, can you get out of the water?
Everybody, don't crowd.
I was from Tom, the guy. Get an answer, please. What's going on out there?
Do it. He
doesn't
do it.
Martin, it's just a hoax.
Oh, and now he's the police chief.
Yes. That's fun.
So before he was causing mayhem, now he is stamping out mayhem.
Trying.
In Martha's Vineyard.
Trying to redeem his reputation.
Yes.
I just thought that was real cute. I love that. And the final reason is it's the summer movie season officially next week with, Top Gun's coming up, but it's a summer movie season. And Jaws is considered the first ever summer blockbuster. So it kicked off what we now know as a summer movie season. So, and still that movie still holds up, Mike, especially for Dawn. Right, Dawn?
Yeah.
And your absolutely. Love of the ocean. Uh-huh. Your pure love of the ocean. Yeah. So
I like rewatching all those movies because it's some of them. When we look at classics, you're like, I never want to see this again. And it doesn't date well. And then some you're like, OK, this is such a made in a bottle type film that you're like, it's OK. You don't care that the technology seems out of date or anything because it's not hinged on that. So no. I like movies like Jaws. Yeah.
Well, no. And that really is the one of the brilliant things about what Spielberg did with Jaws, even though Bruce the shark, when you do see him now with modern eyes, is pretty comical.
Right.
To see that the giant robot, giant shark.
At Universal Studios tour.
Yes.
Way back as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm on a little tram and we go by. And I'm like, no, I hate it. Oh, it was so cheesy. It was just in a pool of water.
Yeah.
And it was just floating around and they would raise it up and it would just, you know.
Rawr, add you a little bit. Yeah.
But if you take a good look at it, it's not frightening at all.
No.
But that's why Jaws is so damn good, because if you think about it, you don't see the shark a lot at all.
No.
The music is the shark. I mean, that's the brilliance of John Williams' score.
It's the feeling of dread.
Correct.
Yes!
And I think those are the movies. Like, I'm not a big horror fan, period. But when I do like them, so when it's suspenseful and it's about that, I'll watch those more than the ones that are, because our technology is much better now, so they can make gore look authentic.
Yes.
I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to watch that. I don't like that. I don't want to go, this is really what it'd be like if somebody got eviscerated. I don't want to watch that. I would watch something like this where it's a little more just the suspense and the music and the shadows and those kind of things. Those are more what I'm into.
Well, also, gore isn't scary. That's not, it's just gratuitous at times. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like we grew up on the era of the slasher movies from Friday the 13th forward. If you go back and look at those really aren't scary.
No.
It's just
they're jump scares. And it's just like, okay, all of a sudden there's a thing that popped out at you and now you're like, okay, now I have to jump.
Yeah.
But I'm not down with any of those.
There's no good transition for this, so we'll go from the yin and yang of entertainment. So things that scare you to probably one of the most pure actors ever. It's been a while, Dawn, since I've seen the name Dick Van Dyke on our show sheet, but Dick Van Dyke is on our show sheet this morning.
He is. So he was photographed out and about for the first time in close to a year. He was with his wife, Arlene Silver. He is 96 years old, and he had on a sweatshirt that said spoonful of sugar. Mm. Now he was in Mary Poppins, so that's cute. Here's my problem.
Okay.
It has to do with Arlene, his wife. She is 46 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, fine, whatever. She was 40 when she met him, and he was 86. So you figure it out.
Okay.
So Arlene took him out. Dress him better. First of all, I like the sweatshirt, but what's going on with those sweatpants with the stripe? Put some shoes on him.
Look, I'm looking at the photo.
I must say, this is the point of me putting this on the grid, okay? Is that there's close-up on his face. I think they have photoshopped it to make him look older for clickbait. I zoomed in on this thing, and I can see where they've added, like, and some age spots, some red underneath his eyes, and some dark shadows. And I really do. I mean, why wouldn't they go that far to for people to click? You know what I mean?
Because he does look very, very aged, you know, kind of thing. But he is 96.
He's
96.
But I think just by getting really close, you know, you can tell when something's been photoshopped.
Right.
You can get in close to this picture and see where they have photoshopped age spots. And I thought, you creeps.
Yeah. Well,
and they don't need to do that. And I got to tell you, for 96 and what was it, 3-4 years ago when he was in Mary Poppins Returns?
Yeah.
Dude was dancing. He was in his 90s. That movie didn't get good reviews. I personally love it. I think it's one of those underrated movies. And I think the longer it's around, people will review it better. But anyway, Dick was fantastic in that movie. And I'm looking at this picture. You know what he looks like to me? A 96-year-old dude.
Right.
But Dawn, you're right. I'm zooming in.
Yeah.
And it does look altered.
Because you can see the blur. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, you don't see the pores when you're in that close. You see the Photoshop blur and sort of the pixelated added dark things. And so...
well, when you look at this particular photo, they do a lot of side-by-sides to back when he looked younger, too. So I think that's the optical illusion part of it, too. Like, look how spry he used to be, and now he's, you know, ancient. But I'm kind of, you know, even if they did make him look a little more old and crotchety, and I understand what you're saying about maybe his wife should dress him better, but I kind of figured by the time he got to 96, she's not telling him anything, you know.
Until she's just waiting.
She's like...
Isn't she? Come on.
Tick tock.
She's our age. I mean, she's 50.
She is our age, yeah.
So, I mean.
I mean, maybe you're not waiting. At that point, maybe she truly enjoys him. But she does look more like she's his paraprofessional more than she looks like
his
wife. That's right.
I choose to believe that she loves him.
Okay. They've been together 10 years. She's like, I don't have long. But he said in an interview that he's going to be 100. He's going to live till 100 at least.
Uh-huh. He's very hashtag positivity about getting to 100.
Yeah, he wants to.
4 more years, lady. 4 more years. Check out Listener Awards in May. Get a foldable wagon for summer activities plus gift cards to Pizza Luce, Dunn Brothers Coffee, or Evereve. See everything up for grabs and Listener Awards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. So sign up for that today. Jason and Alexis, hour one, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment, everything.
What is a weekend?
Countess Dowager, it's Saturday and Sunday. That's what it is. Oh, Countess. I never wrong.
Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
You're right, Countess Dowager. No. Mm-hmm. That's right. Anything you want to say to Shannon, Countess Dowager?
Stop whining and find something to do.
Okay. Well, thank you. Shannon. All right.
I think you've misplaced your anger.
Yes, all right. Yeah. Okay. Goodness.
That's right. Misplaced anger on Shannon. I'm the one whining today that I'm tired. Because I did it to myself staying up till 11. But
I was out too the last couple days.
See?
I do it all the time. Yes. I was like, I choose to go out last night anyway, even though I knew it was coming today, because I only have so much free adulting time. So I'm not going to go to bed early the one night I get to go adult.
Nor should you.
No.
But it's rougher for us because Countess Dowager, we are what?
I feel as old as Methuselah.
That's right. Yeah. Go see Downton Abbey, A New Era. It's open right now, everybody. Take your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your alien friends, your pets. Go see it this weekend. You'll love it. Dawn and I give it 2 four enthusiastic thumbs up. Lovely, Dawn has two thumbs and I have two thumbs, so that equals four thumbs.
Dawn, what are they calling UFOs now? Did you watch that new thing they did at the Senate? I know you were into all that stuff. You didn't watch that? Like, oh, yeah, there was just like a new Senate, a new hearing on unidentified. They're not calling them UFOs anymore. So I presumed that you would be all over it because I thought that was another thing that you're super into. Are you over
those?
I am
super into it, but I'm more into the ghost side of paranormal stuff.
Ah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't, Shannon, I was aware of it too, but I don't, I forgot what the new term is.
Right. So I know they're trying to like, you know, they don't want to call them UFOs anymore because that's so played out and we've used it all up in Hollywood. So they're like, we have to call it something else.
Something
now.
Else.
Right? Yeah. Oh, God. Something even more complicated.
Phil Jones, if you know, let us know.
Yeah.
Tweet me. Bethany Frankel's making the rounds. Promoting her brand new book, Business is Personal. And she was on Andy last night. Mm-hmm. But I actually want to play a clip from Tamron Hall because Bethany tells a story that I think is so motivational for any business person out there, businesswoman, business person. And it's fascinating. It's a little behind the scenes nugget about the initial skinny girl deal. And a clause that Bethany smartly put into her contract. I think this is so brilliant. So just to set the stage before the clip starts, Bethany sold skinny girl cocktails to a giant company, but she retained the skinny girl brand so she can make popcorn and salad dressing and da-da-da-da. So she sold just the liquor. She sold just the skinny girl cocktails. And here Tamron Hall is trying to get a sense of how much money this deal was worth.
Get a sense of.
Yeah. And then here's Bethany. And then Bethany goes into the deal and wait till you. This is, she's just smart. Listen to this.
But it was a very
because there are numbers in the press, and I don't know which ones are
real
or not.
There are numbers in the press. It was a large sum of money, and
give me a ballpark figure.
It was an initial large sum of money, and then there were earnouts, which I hit most of them. So many of these deals that you hear about a big number, it starts out and you get paid X, but then they say that you have to earn out, meaning if you hit this number every year. So I hit a lot of numbers. At 1 year, I had a several million dollar kicker, they called it. It was like a several million dollar, multi-million dollar bonus. And then, if you really want to know the truth, later they said, well, we're going to launch other categories and we want you to promote them.
Right.
And I said, well, you'll have to pay me. And they said, well, you already sold us the brand. I said, but I didn't say that I would promote these other categories.
Okay.
So I double dipped and got paid again. And then they wanted me to be a spokesperson. So I was a spokesperson for 10 years for millions of dollars. So I triple dipped. So it's not. So the lesson is don't always worry about the first number. There are other things. Maybe you're signing a deal, but you want exclusivity in other areas. You want things you're able to do. Don't always think about the money. Think about the whole deal and the concepts and be creative because later on you might be able to double and triple dip because you thought of everything that could happen and played chess, not checkers.
Yes. Yes. I love the way she summed that up at the end.
Yeah. So again, what's brilliant is, so she sold Skinny Girl, the brand, to, I think it was Jim Beam. I don't know. Okay. She sold it to a big liquor brand. But she smartly didn't put anything in that contract about the fact that, you may have bought the Skinny Girl brand, but you didn't buy me.
Right.
So then when Jim Beam came back to her and said, hey, I need you to go to Austin, Texas. I need you to go to Chicago. I need you to go to Tampa. I need you to go to New York to, you know, to go into grocery stores. Bethany's like, what do you, no.
There's a fee.
No.
Right.
You didn't buy, you, no. You're not, I'm not going to promote this.
Right.
Well, why, and then she has said in subsequent interviews, they're like, well, wait a minute. This benefits you. She goes, no.
Right.
She goes, it'll sell without me. She goes, and you're not paying for me. You bought the brand. You're not paying, you didn't buy me. You're not paying for me.
And they're acting like her being on this popular, this promotional tour will increase her popularity. And she's like, no, I'll do that on my own.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need you.
Yes, I think that that's yes. some of the things, like when you're on a certain level, you're like, okay, well, I'm a, you know, we put it in air quotes, an influencer. So they'll give you freebies and this, that. Yeah. But after a while, you're like, freebie doesn't pay bills, though. You know, kind of thing.
That's why, you know, Don McLean is turning all of those down that's sent to me every day. Yeah. Like, we love your brand and look at all your this. Followers. No. We will give you this and this if you promote our product. And, you know, it's not cash.
No.
It's you get. Some free clothes.
Yes.
Or I'm like, no.
Give me
money, I'll buy my own
exactly.
clothes.
And I might buy your thing, but that's up to me. But I think that that's one of the things that I like what Bethany's saying, because it is so, well, what's more important to you? Your financial well-being or your popularity? And so some people are doing it just to get more followers, so they'll talk about whatever. If a brand will help promote them, then they'll just do that. And there's people like, she's like, oh no, I'm all about the ducats. That's it. I'm not
she sold it triple.
Yep.
Yo, you know? Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I also need a talent fee to present things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I also need.
I'm not mad at her. That's smart.
It's brilliant.
I need bonuses for sales that I hit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you make more things and you want me to talk about those things, that's different.
That's a separate.
Yeah.
I'm going
Maybe
to
Maybe I don't want to talk about popcorn. Maybe I don't care about popcorn. So you can
pay
this me
contract,
to care.
This contract is for me to promote Skinny Girl cocktails. You want me to promote Skinny Girl gum and Skinny Girl hemorrhoid cream?
Right.
Then that's a whole separate. That is a whole separate contract if you want me going into malls with my hemorrhoid cream.
And
that's
you have
a whole
to,
separate thing.
Like, because I don't know what kind of offers you guys get, but I get offers sometimes where I'm going, I don't want to even weigh into what it would be suddenly for me to start promoting a certain thing where I'm going, it wouldn't make sense.
Full disclosure, I think about that pie in the sky with the biscuits.
Right.
If we ever sold that, we would be selling the brand to, you know, General Mills or Target or something, which, by the way, we're available if you would like to call us. But anyway,
for discussion,
but
don't
they
do
would
a
be
Bethany.
Buying the brand. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would be buying basically my grandparents' name.
Right.
They wouldn't be buying me. That's the separate Jason fee if you want me going into grocery stores with a little apron on.
Amen.
And my little thong.
Yes.
That's because that's what I make my biscuits in. Uh-huh.
He keeps it powdery.
That's right.
Flowery and powdery.
That's right. When we come back, an email from a home ec teacher with Don McLean. That and more when the second hour kicks off after this.